Sunday the 17th, is it?
18th.
Is it?
It's the 18th, yeah.
Here with Wendy and Tony. I've just done the Horsham 10K. Yeah, so I'll let you describe a bit about if it was any different to last year. And
Do you want to hold the phone?
Yeah.
So it was the hottest day of the year so far. It was 21 degrees when we pulled up in the car park. We did much better than we did last year. We overtook about four people en route, and I think there was another one that we didn't even overtake en route. Louise ran very well, considering she did her 5K yesterday and half marathon yesterday. And looking forward to doing it again next year.
Well, I found it a little bit tough going this year. I found that with the temperature being so high, getting round the course, you know, from one bacon roll to the knee, you know, to the flapjack, was actually quite hard work. But it was very inspiring to see them, Louise and Wendy, go past, especially on the second lap when they'd overtaken quite a few people. So it was a great effort, and we look forward to seeing you next year, Louise.
So you reckon Tony won then? What's his name, Tony?
The winner was Neil Boniface from Horsham Joggers. He ran the London Marathon in about 2 hours 30 minutes. So he's he knows how to run a bit. So yeah, so Horsham Joggers is compared with when we first moved here, it's really come on.
Yeah.
As a big club, and the race today I think was the 30th anniversary of the race. There was if you saw over the finish line, there was some balloons up, and I'm sure it said, you know, it was 30 made out in balloons. Mm. So yeah.
And your friend got a PB.
Oh, yeah.
Kirsty got a PB, yeah.
Kirsty, the Wendy's teacher friend at school.
She
got a
PB. What does Kirsty teach?
Sorry?
What does Kirsty teach?
Well, it's primary school, so she teaches
everything.
She teaches everything, yeah. And her husband did well.
Yes, he overtook us.
He overtook, yeah, Matt? He lapped you. He lapped you, I'm afraid. Yeah. And Jude, their son, the one you were holding hands with last year, he was the one who fell over when he was trying to kick the football, and it was nothing to do with me.
But fantastic support this year.
Yeah, and
from
the support...
the competitors,
yeah.
And the spectators.
And the club certainly like to encourage the participation of all people. And I see they were really pleased to see you sort of come through. There was you're probably aware there is a blind runner that runs for Horsham Joggers. And
he's partial, isn't he, though?
Yeah, he's part of the club, well, and he runs every year.
The man that spoke to us at the end of the race was the chairman of Horsham Joggers.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, which I thought was really nice that he...
Yeah, so the chair, yeah, so you were speaking with the chair. So you went to the garden party and the Queen didn't come, sadly, but you come to Horsham and the chairman straight over to congratulate you.
Well, he didn't even say, did he, oh, I'm chairman. Like,
he's very understated.
Yeah,
very understated, yeah. We don't like to...
Yeah,
he likes to... he gets around in a very unassuming way, doesn't he, the chair? So he did a very good time in a race recently. Where was it? Was it in Paris?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he did a... For his age, he did something like 3.5 hours, I think, for a marathon. Which I think is a pretty good time for his age. Probably won't be as fast as me in Berlin, but you know, we'll have to see how we go. There's two problems. Is I've got to deal with my son. You know, if I beat him, that will be a problem. If he beats me, that will be a problem as well. About how
you
one
can't
deals,
really win,
how you deal with that in the family. Yeah, the best thing might not be, you know, to stay at home and, or no, actually to watch and have the bacon or the. Probably be the brass verse roll over there, wouldn't it? The sausage roll. They don't do bacon, do they, James?
Today, weren't you, saw the sausage?
Yeah, they did have the sausage here, you know, which the sausage here, but I thought, well, I haven't had the bacon. Can't have too much processed meat in my diet. I mean, now I'm training like an athlete. I'm finding that the diet, you know, requirements are such, you know, so the choice of flapjack, you've got to go for the nuts and the raisins, you know, no rubbish.
And we didn't see the lady on the bike this year, but I'm trying to think who else we saw. Somewhere around.
I saw the lady that comes in to help at the school with athletics that I spoke to. Yes, she remembered that Sue came out on her bike last year.
Oh, Sue Barnard, yes,
yeah.
So you know what Sue was doing. You don't know what Sue was doing instead this year, then.
No, I think her dad had an operation Friday,
yeah.
So I think she might have gone to see him today. Yeah.
Yeah, because actually I was quite surprised. She wasn't running.
Yeah.
So I thought she might have run, because she does a lot of running. So she was at the race when Wendy was at East Grinstead a couple of weeks ago. She She came down with us for that, didn't she?
Yeah. Smash it, did she?
Yeah, she did. She did very well because she ran the other 2 days as well, yeah. Didn't she? She's got a friend who is quite interesting who came to that race as well, isn't she? Her friend Diane. Yeah. Well, she. I don't know whether she sort of assumed that the ten mile race at East Grinstead was a sort of flat tarmac road race, but it was a muddy cross country hilly race, so she was not best pleased when she got to the finish.
Okay.
But give her a due, she did go out the next day and do the other 10 miles at Hayward's Heath, and then the Burgess Hill 10K on the Monday over the bank holiday weekend. So she got round the three races, which is fantastic. So it's, you know, this.
So I'm not the only Madeline out there.
No, there's plenty of barmy runners out there, isn't there?
Yes, yeah.
Well, thank you very much to guiding.
Oh, not at all. Thank you. Yeah, and we look forward to seeing you again.
We're sitting here in the garden centre.
We're at the Hilliers Garden Centre, just outside Horsham, getting slightly sunburnt, I would say now.
Yeah.
Coloured.
Getting tanned up. Getting tanned up. I've got my factor 30 on, I've got my hat on, so I should be alright. So well done.
Really enjoyed it.
Okay, handing back to you.
Thank you. So it's Monday the 19th of May 2014. Just on the way to the job interview. I'm actually on the way to Tim's parents for the job interview. Littlehampton. So I've got the 20:06 train to Stratford, and then the Jubilee line to London Bridge, and the 7:52 train to East Croydon, where I had time to get a tuna baguette and a hot chocolate. And now I think it was the 8:40 train. Let's go to Littlehampton. I'm getting off at Admiring. There are 9 coaches. The back four are going to Eastbourne. And the front four, which I'm in coach 2, are going to Littlehampton.
Station.